From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Chia Billy reporting. All 100 U.S. senators were invited to extraordinary classified briefings Wednesday. Those attending were able to ask questions to the president's national security team and learn about the range of options to counter nuclear threats from North Korea. They gathered Wednesday afternoon in an auditorium of the Executive Office Building adjacent to the White House. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats, and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Joseph Dunford led the briefing. President Donald Trump was also briefly in attendance. Senator Chris Coons told VOA the session was sobering.
I was reassured that the Trump administration, Secretary Tillerson and others, are consulting all of our allies in the region and China to reduce the likelihood of a miscalculation and misunderstanding. Given the unpredictability of the North Korean regime, though, this is certainly an unsettling situation.
Senator Chris Coons. U.S. military officials are slamming Turkish airstrikes against Kurdish targets in northern Syria, saying Ankara's decision on Tuesday jeopardized both the fight against the Islamic State terror group and the well-being of U.S. forces on the ground. Colonel John Dorian, a spokesman for Operation Inherent Resolve, called Turkey's efforts to inform and coordinate with the coalition inadequate. He told Pentagon reporters via video conference it was not the coordination you'd expect from a partner and ally. Dorian said from Baghdad, there was less than an hour of notification. This is VOA News. A top U.S. military officer in the Pacific told Congress the Pentagon needs to consider deploying new anti-ballistic missile systems and a defensive radar to Hawaii. Admiral Harry Harris, the chief of U.S. Pacific Command, said those measures are needed to protect against a growing threat from North Korea.
Defending our homeland is my top priority, so I must assume that the Kim Jong-un's nuclear claims are true. I know his aspirations certainly are. And that should provide all of us a sense of urgency to ensure PACOM and U.S. Forces Korea are prepared to fight tonight with the best technology on the planet.
He dismissed North Korea's threats to sink an American aircraft carrier and its strike group, saying if it flies, it will die. The U.S. currently has anti-missile interceptors in California and Alaska. President Donald Trump called Wednesday for a dramatic cut in U.S. corporate taxes to boost job growth and massive reforms in the country's complex tax code that could affect millions of American taxpayers. Trump proposed cutting the U.S. corporate tax rate from 35 to 15%. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said the proposal is the biggest tax cut in U.S. history.
The overall economic plan consists of massive tax cuts and tax reform, regulatory relief, and renegotiating trade deals. And with that, we will unlock the economic growth that's been held back for too long in this country.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin. In Uganda, hundreds of shop owners marched in capital Kampala against Chinese traders. Local merchants and some city officials want foreigners barred from petty commerce. Halima Thumani reports from Kampala.
Inexpensive Chinese goods are common in the markets of downtown Kampala, where locals operate small businesses selling the imported merchandise. But it has also become increasingly common for Chinese in Uganda to set up shops selling the same items, only cheaper. Local shop owner Everest Kayondo, the Kampala Capital City Traders Association chairman, says it's time the government barred foreigners from petty trade.
China is also having a policy of giving tax rebates to their nationals. Once they export, the Chinese will be entitled to a tax rebate, which will make their goods a lot cheaper than their Ugandan counterpart.
There is no law in Uganda prohibiting foreigners with work permits from engaging in petty trade. But Ugandan traders complain about foreigners, especially Chinese nationals, who they say come into the country claiming to be large-scale investors but set up small businesses without proper registration. Halima Athmani for VOA News, Kampala.
I'm Gia Billy in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.